Well, hello. Come right in. Oh, George, we've got company.
This is Bill Goodwin speaking for Lever Brothers, makers of Swan, the new white floating soap that's pure as fine Castile. Well, it's Tuesday night again. Time for another pleasant visit with George Burns and Gracie Allen, our guest, Dorothy L'Amour, with Jimmy Cash and Felix Mills and his orchestra. And now, meet the people who live in the Burns house, George and Gracie. Well, tonight, it is my sad duty to make an announcement that will plunge the music world into deepest gloom. Sugar Throat Burns will sing no more. It seems his feelings were hurt last week, and he's still sulking, despite all the efforts of Mrs. Sugarthroat.
Aw, cheer up, George. Just because Mr. DeMille didn't want you to sing in his pictures doesn't mean that you aren't great.
He laughed at my voice.
Aw, good. What does Cecil B. DeMille know about making pictures, anyway?
I'd rather not talk about it.
Oh, but darling, I can't stand to see you like this. Those big, soft, wet brown eyes are glazed with pain. Like a disappointed cow.
Won't do any good talking to me, Gracie. I'll never sing again.
Oh, George, don't say that. I know you've been hurt, cruelly hurt, but that happens in Hollywood. Into each life a little rain must fall. That happens in Hollywood, too.
I told all my friends I'm going to be in DeMille's picture, and then he laughed at my voice.
Oh. Well, don't you worry, dear. All the movie studios will be after you. With Gene Autry and the Army, I'll bet Republic will want you to be their new singing cowboy.
Oh, sure.
Oh, you'd look magnificent on a horse. Singing a cowboy song. I can just see the fade out of the picture. As the horse trots off into the sunset, the last thing we see is your face, is your sin.
Well, I'm not going to sing anymore.
Oh, but you're so convincing with those Western songs. Remember at Ronnie Regan's party when you sang Give Me My Boots and Saddle? Ronnie said it was all he could do to keep from giving you a boot.
Very flattered.
Why, this whole town will be after you. As a matter of fact, there was a scout here just this morning asking for you.
Really?
Yeah. He wants you to help his troops collect papers.
I'm going down to the cigar store.
George, please, before you go, unlock those little silver tonsils and give me just one glorious burst of melody. Dunham, sing.
That was the door buzzer.
It's probably Mrs. Bundy, the cleaning woman. Come in. Hello, Mrs. Bundy.
Hello, Mrs. Burns. Hello, Mr. Burns.
Goodbye.
My goodness, if the rest of your house looks as bad as your husband, I'm going to have a job straightening it up today.
Oh, Mrs. Bundy, George has sworn never to sing again.
My, how'd you get him to promise that?
I didn't want him to do it. He did it because he's all hurt and disillusioned. And I've just got to think of some way to snap him out of it.
Well, whenever I feel myself slipping, I pull myself together with numerology.
Oh, sounds like a girdle.
Oh, no. Let the movie stars use numerology. Why, Dorothy L'Amour uses it all the time.
Oh, then it can't be a girdle.
I should say not. Numerology controls our destinies. Your name tells you what number you vibrate to. You see, we all vibrate to certain numbers.
Yeah, that's true. I'm getting so I shake all over when I hear Mackie Dose.
Not musical numbers, Mrs. Burns. Real numbers. The letters in your name tell you what number you are. Now, take my name, Stanley Bundy. I'm a 9. Bundy's a 3 and Stanley's a 6.
Oh, really? You know, I would have guessed you were at least an 18.
Numerology is fascinating. Like I said, Dorothy L'Amour won't make a move without it. Right now, she's searching frantically for a leading man who's a number seven.
Oh, are number seven scared?
Well, number sevens who sing are. It's a musical picture.
Oh, is that so? Mm-hmm. Mrs. Bundy, is my husband by any chance a number seven?
Well, let's see. George is three and Burns is two. No, he's number five.
Oh. Well, isn't there some way I could stretch him into a seven?
Well, the letter K is two. That would make him a seven.
Really? Well, Mrs. Bundy, it looks like Dorothy Lamour has found her number seven, and George K. Burns will sing again. Come in. Oh, hello, Bill.
Well, hiya, girls. What's the good word?
Numerology.
Numerology?
Yes, George is a number seven.
He is?
Uh-huh. And that makes Dorothy Lamour vibrate to him.
Well, lucky George. I'm not sure I understand, Gracie.
Well, Dorothy Lamour is practically on her knees begging for a seven.
Oh, well, that I understand. Been in that same spot many times myself.
Do you vibrate to seven?
Well, seven or 11. Of course, I also vibrate to four.
You do?
Oh, sure. Every time I think of Swan being four soaps in one, I vibrate with joy.
Oh, Bill, you and your four soaps in one.
There I go. Just can't help myself, Grace. You see, Swan's the white floating soap that's wonderful for your hands and face, bathing the baby for dishes and for light laundry. It's four swell soaps in one, a great wartime buy.
Well, anyway, Bill, thanks to numerology, George is going to make a picture with Dorothy Lamour.
Well, got himself a candid camera, huh?
Oh, no. No, I mean he's going to act with her.
Oh.
Sing with her. Make love to her. Do... Oh, my goodness. Oh, make love to her. Bill, I may get vibrated right out of her husband.
Oh, Gracie, George won't fall for Dottie.
Well, maybe not, but can Dottie resist George? She's only human, you know.
Gracie, she'd only go for a pan like George's if it held dishes and swan suds.
What?
Well, you know that women are crazy about swan for dishes. Those hard-working swan suds make short work of dishwashing. And at the same time, swan is so mild and gentle, it helps keep your hands from getting rough and red.
Oh, I don't know, Bill. Beautiful girls have fallen for George before.
Who?
Me.
I should have guessed.
And I'm not too sure I can trust George either. Dorothy Lamour is pretty alluring.
Well, Dorothy Lamour has nothing on you, Gracie.
No, she hasn't got much on herself either. That's the worry.
Tonight, our young tenor, Jimmy Cash, sings the romantic ballad, The Music Stops. Jimmy? Well, Gracie has found out that Dorothy L'Amour, who believes in numerology, is searching desperately for a singing leading man who vibrates to the number 7. So Gracie has altered George's vibrations and is now calling on the glamorous Miss L'Amour.
Dorothy, you're at Paramount, aren't you?
Yes.
Would you do me a favor?
Why, of course, Gracie.
Would you ask Paula Goddard and Veronica Lake to please stop fighting over my husband?
Gracie, I didn't know your husband was at Paramount.
Oh, they don't let him walk around in the open.
No?
No, they're afraid Loretta Young might kidnap him. You see, my husband is so frightfully handsome.
Really? Well, whatever happened to your first husband, George Burns?
Oh, this is the same one. I'm still married to George Burns.
Well, I must not remember George very well. Isn't he kind of short with a little pot tummy?
Oh, no, you're thinking of Cary Grant.
Well, what does George look like?
And he has a beautiful singing voice, too.
He sings?
Like a nightingale. You know how the girls swoon when Frank Sinatra sings?
Yes.
Well, when George sings, Frank Sinatra swoons.
That shouldn't take much.
Well, of course, George's main attraction is that he's a number 7. But, of course, you wouldn't understand that. It's numerology.
Wait a minute. Number 7? George is the number 7.
So where do you get your hair done, Dorothy?
Never mind about my hair. Gracie, that figure, it's amazing.
Oh, thank you. Yours is kind of pretty, too.
No, I mean about George being a number 7. Gracie, I must have him.
Dorothy, please.
I must have him for my picture. Where can I find him?
Well, right now he's home hiding from Claudette Colbert.
George is just the man I'm looking for. He's handsome, he sings, and above all, he's a number 7. Wait a minute. According to numerology, George Burns would be a number 5.
George K. Burns?
Oh. What's his middle name?
Kansas City.
Kansas City?
He was born there.
Oh, I see. He was named after Kansas City.
Yeah, shortly after.
Gracie, why don't I go home with you right now and talk to George? I can't wait to see if he's as handsome as you say.
Well, why not arrange the whole thing on the phone?
On the phone?
Well, yes, and then you can see him when you start shooting the picture. Here's our phone number. You can call him.
But why can't I see him?
Well, the poor boy is so exhausted from being chased by all those women, especially today. You see, today Rosalind Russell chased him, and she has such long legs. So, goodbye, Dorothy.
Well, I can't let a number 7 get away from me.
Hello?
Hello. Is this George Burns?
Yes.
This is Dorothy L'Amour.
Who?
Dorothy L'Amour. Look, George, would you please, please be my new leading man?
Who'd you say this was?
Dorothy L'Amour.
Gracie, would you stop with this nonsense?
This isn't Gracie, it's Dorothy. Listen, George, you're a number 7, and I'm in tune with your vibrations.
You're also a little bit nuts, aren't you?
George, I'm going to sing at the Hollywood Canteen tonight. Would you make it a duet with me? Then maybe I can change your mind.
Oh, sure. Shall I wear a sarong?
You still don't believe it's me, do you?
No.
Well, you wait there. I'll come right over.
Yeah, do that. Come in. Well, I'll be darned. It is Dorothy L'Amour.
Quick, where's Mr. Burns?
I'm Mr. Burns.
Oh, how do you do? I'd like to see your son, George.
I'm George Burns.
Oh, no, I want the George Burns who's married to Gracie.
That was me you talked to on the phone, Dorothy. And I'll be glad to be your new leading man and sing at the canteen with you tonight.
Oh, hello, Dorothy, what are you doing here?
I'm beginning to wonder. Gracie, I'd like to speak to you alone, please.
You would? Excuse us, dear.
Now, Gracie.
Now, when you get your hair done, Dorothy?
Never mind that. There's something rotten in Denmark.
Well, I should think so, with all those Nazis there.
You know what I mean. And now that I've seen George, the whole deal's off, Gracie. No canteen and no picture.
But, Dorothy, he's a 7. If you don't use him, you'll have to give up numerology.
And if I do, I'll have to give up pictures. Goodbye, Gracie.
Time for Felix Mills and the orchestra and the old favorite, Swinging Down the Lane. George doesn't know that Dorothy L'Amour has changed her mind about singing with him, and he is now at the canteen rehearsing their duet. Outside his dressing room door stands a worried Gracie. She is seeking advice from a handsome man, a man who is both wise and understanding, despite his extreme youth and good looks.
What shall I do, Bill?
Well, gee, I don't know, Gracie. Why not just walk in and tell him?
Oh, no, I can't do that. You see, George is not like other men. He's sensitive and high-strung, like a fine pedigreed Pekingese.
Well, there is a resemblance, yes.
To a Pekingese, I think.
The shock might make him do something drastic. Why, he's liable to run right down to the ocean and throw himself on the beach and cry all night.
We wouldn't want that to happen.
No. And he's so happy now. I just can't stand to tell him. It would break his poor little heart.
Yeah, I guess it will.
Oh, just think of George. His head hanging, his shoulders drooping, his chest sagging, his footsteps heavy as lead.
Yeah, and then think of him after he hears the bad news.
Oh, I know, Bill.
What?
Maybe I can talk George out of working with Dorothy.
Yeah?
That'll save his pride.
Well, you think you can do it, Gracie?
Well, I can try. You wait here.
The night is young, the skies are clear, and if you want to go walking, dear, it's delightful, it's delicious.
Hello, dear.
Hello, dear. Gee, my voice sounds richer and deeper than ever tonight. I can hardly believe it's me singing unless I look in the mirror and see my mouth open.
Well, close it and come on home.
But I haven't done my duet with Dorothy yet. Now go away and let me rehearse. The night is young, the skies.
See? I'm already the forgotten woman.
You're the what?
The forgotten woman. The wife of a big star who goes up and up and up while his forgotten wife goes down and down and down.
Look, Gracie.
Oh, your public will take you away from me. Lonesomeness will drive me down and down until I'm just a shell. A beautiful husk who's lost her corn.
Listen, dear.
You go up and up and up, and I'll go down and down and down.
Honey.
I'll sink lower and lower and become coarser and coarser until I reach the gutter.
Oh, honey, you could never do that.
Gutter butt, Mac.
Gracie, what's eating you?
Oh, all right. You may as well know the truth. I'm afraid that you and Dorothy will fall madly in love.
That's silly.
How is it? Listen, George, when the lighted match of her charm is dropped into the gas tank of your personality, there's got to be an explosion.
This is ridiculous. Now run along and let me rehearse.
You won't come home with me?
No.
Very well, dear.
Oh. Any luck, Gracie?
Oh, no. We've got to get Dorothy to change her mind. Bill, do you think you would get any place with Dorothy Lamour?
Well, it'll be fun trying.
Oh, good. Now, there's her dressing room. See what you can persuade her to do.
Yeah, man.
Come in.
Excuse me, Miss Lamour. Gracie wants me to talk to you about George.
Nothing doing. I found out that George isn't a number 7 at all. He faked the middle initial K just to make him a 7.
What a dirty trick.
Yes. Say, you're kind of handsome. What's your name?
Bill K. Goodwin.
Bill K. Goodwin?
Uh-huh.
Why, you're a real number 7.
Well, my friends call me Sev, for sure.
You might do as the lead in a Fosse Island picture. Can you act?
Can I act? Dottie, get a load of this.
Oh, oonga boonga.
You, Dottie. Me, Bill. Me give you big bar swan soap.
What's that supposed to be? Pigeon English?
No, that's swan English, Dottie. You see, swan, the white floating soap, is 4 soaps in one. The soap for your hands and face, for bathing the baby, and for dishes and light laundry. 4 swell soaps in one.
Do you want to be my leading man or my laundry man?
Huh? Oh, your leading man, Dottie. And what a picture it'll be. Just picture us in the quiet of the tropical night, listening to the gurgle and splash of the water.
We're on the beach.
No, we're bathing the baby with swan.
Where did that come from?
The swan? Oh, I brought that with me. Swan's great for bathing babies. It's as pure as fine Castile's, and a baby's soap must be mild. Swan's as mild and gentle as a baby's kiss. And if swan's that good, well, it must be terrific.
You're nutty. But you're cute. Say, by the way, can you sing?
Oh, can I sing, Dottie? Just picture me in a leopard skin, will you? Singing the Hawaiian war chant. Take a swan and break it. Take a swan or two. Half you put into the bathroom for your hands and face. And the other half in your kitchen sink. Go, Mama, he leave her brothers. Oh, wait. Hey.
Cut it out.
What's the matter, Dottie?
Well, you're supposed to be my tropical lover, and all you talk about is swan. Do I remind you of a swan or something?
Well, you both have a beautiful neck.
Well, it looks like that's more than we're going to have.
Oh. Well, let's make up for lost time. Come here, Dottie.
Wow. Why, you curly-headed wolf.
Well, Bill, did you accomplish anything?
That I did.
Well, Dorothy, are you going to sing the duet with George?
Sure, Gracie, I'll do it for you.
Oh, thank you.
And thank you for such a cute leading man.
Oh, is he going to be your leading man?
Sure. He's a little wolfish, but he's cute.
Wolfish?
And how? We hadn't been alone 2 minutes till he kissed me.
Oh, my goodness, I was afraid this might happen.
What?
Oh, your match has dropped into his gas tank. Oh, excuse me, Dorothy. Dear, which will it be, a career for George or a husband for me? Oh, a husband for me. I'll kick his career right out the window.
The night is young, the stars are clear.
George, do you still insist on singing that duet with Dorothy?
Certainly.
Oh, well, all right. Let me have that arrangement you're going to do. I want to make a few changes in it.
Okay, here, but hurry. It's almost time for the number.
Thank you, boys. It's nice to be at the canteen again. And now I'd like to introduce the new singing team, Dorothy Lamour and Sugar Throat Burns. They will sing a song which has just been especially arranged by me.
The night is young, the skies are clear, and if you want to go walking, dear, it's delightful, it's delicious, it's delightful. I understand the reason why you're sentimental, cause so am I.
It's delightful, it's delicious, it's lovely.
You can tell at a glance what a swell night this is for romance. You can hear dear Mother Nature murmuring low.
Oh.
Let yourself go, so please, my chickadee. And when I kiss you, just say to me,
it's delightful, it's delicious, it's delectable, it's delirious, it's dilemma, it's limit, it's luck,
it's lovely.
Gracie, what did you do to me? It'll finish my career.
I know. Come along, dear. You're my gas tank, and we'll use my matches.
I'm confused.
George and Gracie will be right back, so I've only a few seconds to remind you that whether you're a pin-up girl or a grandmother, your complexion deserves the purest, mildest soap that money can buy. You want a soap that's pure as fine Castile's? You want Swan. You want a soap that's so mild it's kind to even a baby's tender skin? Again, you want Swan. Yes, and you want a soap that'll give you a thick, rich lather at the touch of a hand. So, sister, you really want Swan. And when you get Swan, remember, it's also great for the baby and perfect for dishes and light laundry. So put your wartime pennies on a four-time winner, the new white floating soap, Swan. Now here again are George and Gracie.
Well, Gracie, I've got a big thrill for you.
Yeah, what is it?
Next week, our guest star will be Alan Ladd.
Oh. Really?
Well, aren't you, Phil? Well, gee, Gracie, he fills all the women.
Well, dear, they're not married to you.
Oh, good night.
Our guest tonight, Dorothy Lamour, will be seen shortly in the Paramount picture and the Angel's Fist. The makers of Swan, the new white holding soap, join George and Gracie, inviting you to tune into your Columbia station again next Tuesday, same time. Our guest, Alan Ladd. Following week, Paul Lucas. Remember, George Burns, Gracie Allen, CBS, next Tuesday night. Now, the next Tuesday, this is Bill Goodwin saying, well, I, Swan, how about you? This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.